Get money.
Thank you for joining the ESBC podcast, where the purpose of the podcast is always to make me money. We're not, like, you know, hypocrites like these politicians and athletes that say they're doing it for the people. They're doing it for humanity, just for themselves. But at the same time, I'm making money and collaborating and getting information from you guys. I'm giving you information. I'm giving you insight you can't get anywhere else. We do not work for the casino like other betting advice out there. We work for you. We work with each other. We're getting a lot of good information from everyone. Now, you make more money analyzing games you got wrong versus the games you got right. And this is a great process. It's a great business process. I have an MBA. I have a successful business, securities licenses. And you always have to check your thinking. You got to check for cognitive distortions. Make sure you don't have any unconscious biases, right? Because right now we're at 62%. 62.5% is break even. Inconsistently hitting that margin makes compound interest. And we've been able, like, for example, my wife has not bought gas in since 2011. That hasn't been from betting money. And we've gone on vacations using our system. And I appreciate everybody growing the podcast, letting your friends and neighbors, all of our ratings are 5-star ratings. So we want to give you the whole process so you consistently make money betting on sports. So the Hawthorne effect for this week was Seattle. I had Seattle minus three under 56. And when you're betting, you have to differentiate between having the wrong process and just bad luck, right? It was a very tumultuous week. It was the election. Crazy stuff happening with clients. So there's only so much research you can do. And that's the second rule of betting, is always do your research. And I really needed to research that Seattle, think it through a little bit more, even though we did good, right? We finished the week 12-9, 57% profit, 52.5% is break even. We've had 9 consecutive weeks of profit, and that's amazing. And also the entertainment value, right? You go to my Twitter, you can see what the value equation is, and people lie about the value equation. And I give you the truth, what it is and what it does. You got to look at the value equation is psychological factors plus functional factors divided by time and money. So 57% versus 52%, that margin, I made money and I had fun watching the games. So Seattle had to think it through a little bit. Ken Norton's getting a lot of heat as a defensive coordinator, but you got to look at Pete Carroll's, like, Bill Belichick. That they have a plan for the season, and he really controls the defense, and they really don't step it up until the last 4 games of the season. They really don't have to show a lot on defense. They're 6-2. They're leading in the division, and they want to keep things in their back pocket for division games, right? Like they play the Rams this week. So the Rams, when Goff lines up in Boy Wonder, McVay looks at it, they're going to see Seattle line up in a different way that they haven't lined up all year, right? Because they've kept the vanilla. The offense is doing well. But it kind of hurt them last week because they did not cover and the game went over. And I should have thought it through and I should have noticed, hey, this is not a division game. They're not going to put the real defense out there, the way they really line up and what their strategy is. They're going to save it for division games. So I should have thought that through a little bit more. So I got 9 wrong, right? Arizona against Miami. I overestimated Arizona's defense and I underestimated Shane Gailey, and that Miami offense with Tua. Vance Joseph, former head coach, he's a good defensive coordinator, but Shane Gailey coming back from retirement. Now, Shane Gailey's great grandkids have money. So he came out of retirement because he loves the game, and he had some ideas, like Bruce Arians, all right, about what to do on offense. He completely dominated Vance Joseph. They went up and down the field. They covered the spread, but I did get the over 45. Two games that I completely got wrong. The over-under inside was Tampa Bay and New Orleans. The game ended up under as Tampa Bay did not show up at all the whole game, not even the second half. Complete out-coaching job, right? Jason Tarver, that whole Sean Payton, the whole New Orleans coaching staff completely dominated the Buccaneers coaching staff. And the whole, you know, Tom Brady knows a lot about football. He's played 20 years, and he's running half that offense, but he got completely dominated by the New Orleans defensive coordinator. Tom Brady, his part of the offense more like the Michigan offense back in the day, kind of like a Bo Schembechler type of offense with two tight ends. And they watched the film, and they completely dominated him. Sean Payton outcoached Arians. Arians kind of tried to blame it on bad practicing, not practicing for the night game. Irregardless, Sean Payton, who's won a Super Bowl, Bill Parcells' guy, completely dominated him from the coaching standpoint. And, you know, you have Todd Bowles, who's maybe looking at head coaching jobs. As a defensive coordinator, he got – Sean Payton gave him his lunch, so completely done. It's actually Dennis Allen. Jason Tarver and Dennis Allen look the same. Dennis Allen is the defensive coordinator for New Orleans, a former head coach too with the Oakland Raiders. And that combination just completely dominated Tampa Bay. It wasn't a player thing, a talent thing. It was really just, as I watched the game, they were better prepared. Another game I got completely wrong was New England minus three under 45. I'm betting the 2019 New England Patriots, not this year's New England Patriots team. And let me make sure that, yeah, they hit a last second field goal. They beat them by a couple points. New England's missing six guys on defense, so they don't have the depth they used to have on defense to kind of clamp things down the way they usually do. Now, with that being said, Belichick is a lot protecting the defense. He doesn't want them to score fast. He wants to run time off the clock, shorten the game, and put it on his defensive scheme. The problem is he doesn't have depth, so if a team can get the running game going a little bit on them, can score on them, they're in trouble. And the Jets were able to do that with Joe Flacco. All right, so it was 30-27, right? So I actually pushed the three. We're not as bad as I thought. So I was 12-8. But the over-under, I should have known it was going to go over because we're getting into week 10 in New England. Lots of depth on defense. And it's not the same old New England team. With that being said, he is Bill Belichick. I do know about his planning for the season, that he steps in and they put in the real game plan the last four games of the season. So this is not the Patriots team you're going to see at the end of the season. And perhaps making it into the playoffs as a wild card, especially if they have the expanded playoffs, like they're saying. So I did get to 60%. We're at 62% for the year. So we're ecstatic about that. We want to get to 70%. And you do that by the Hawthorne effect, admitting when you're wrong and why, and then changing it to do better. I know the Democrats are calling it an action review because the Republicans beat the Democrats this time. Except for Trump. Trump has to do an action review. Why did he lose? All right. So that is your Hawthorne effect for week 9. Carolina, Kansas City, I picked the under. That was horrible. Again, faulty thinking. I'm thinking in last year, you stay in the past, you die in the past. So I got to focus on what's going on this year. But Carolina did cover the plus 11. And then the Atlanta game, I also picked the under. Again, making that same mistake. So I will learn from my mistakes this week and we'll get to 70%. Remember, pros are 59%. So we're doing a lot better than the so-called pros, making money, watching sports. Go ahead and give me feedback. Let me know how I can help. And let me know if you have a strategy or where I'm wrong so we can collaborate and make money in this pandemic recession and social unrest. Well, thank you for listening to the ESPC Podcast Network. If you haven't heard of Anchor, it is free. It's a podcast that I use. And they really do a good job for us here at the GFSN Betting and Team Report podcast. It helps us make 70 to 80% of your bets. Now, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started, my brothers.